KOMO Seattle.
KOMO FM Oakville.
20 minutes of nonstop news starts now.
Live now to ABC News, it's 1 o'clock.
From ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Now that the House Judiciary Committee has approved two articles of impeachment against the president, the full House is taking up the vote, expected to next week. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi likely has enough votes, but there are some Democrats who may break with their party.
For some moderate Democrats who hail from districts where President Trump remains popular, next week's impeachment vote is not cut and dry. A vote in favor of impeaching the president could cost them in a re-election bid next year. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says there will be no pressure put on Democrats in casting their vote. She can afford to lose up to 17 Democrats and still prevail. There are six Democrats whose votes are being closely watched. Jordan Phelps, ABC News, Capitol Hill.
President Trump criticizing Democrats, accusing them of drumming up abuse of power and obstruction of Congress charges.
There was nothing done wrong to use the power of impeachment on this nonsense is an embarrassment to this country.
Economists say it is too soon to tell what impact the president's announced phase on China trade deal will have.
George Mason University economist Christine McDaniel says the announced trade deal is short on details and really only undoes some of the damage from the trade war the president began more than a year ago.
We still have these tariffs. We still have not seen any major movement on China that addresses the original U.S. concerns.
Those concerns include China continuing to ignore U.S. intellectual property rights. Andy Field, ABC News, Washington.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention out with their weekly numbers on the flu, saying so far this season, 1,300 people have died from the flu nationwide. The CDC estimates so far this season there have been at least 2.6 million flu illnesses and 23,000 hospitalizations. Federal health workers urging people to still get their flu shots. You're listening to ABC News.
Stay connected. Stay informed. KOMO Midday.
Good afternoon. KOMO News Time 102. I'm Taylor Van Sice with our top stories from the KOMO 24/7 News Center. Walla Walla University has suffered a major security breach, we're learning. The Seventh-day Adventist school says their computers were targeted by ransomware and access to many of their systems is now limited. Two outside groups have been hired to investigate the attack and repair the damage, but the school says classes should resume as scheduled after the new year on January 6th. The judge who put Initiative 976 on hold last week is today considering Tim Eymann's motion to have a new attorney take over defending the measure. KOMO's Carlene Johnson reports.
One of the things the judge indicated before he agreed to put the measure on hold was that voters may have been confused by the ballot title.
I don't even need to look at the initiative text because it doesn't even raise my concern as a voter. I think that kind of goes to the heart of the potential deception that the court's concerned about here.
This morning, Tim Eymann, outside that judge's seventh floor courtroom, said the idea that voters didn't understand they were saying yes to $30 tabs is ludicrous.
This idea that we, the voters, have voted three times for the same thing, there's lots of reasons why you may not like the initiative, but to argue that the voters didn't know what they were voting on, I mean, come on.
Eymann says the AG's office has mounted a pathetic defense of the measure and new counsel should be assigned. The judge also today considering whether to let other parties intervene in defense of the measure, including Pierce County and Franklin County. Carlene Johnson, KOMO News.
Also from the courthouse in King County today, we could learn if the 3rd Avenue entrance to the courthouse will reopen. Just days after an attack outside the courthouse, a King County judge ordered the temporary closure of that entrance. He cited the growing concerns about violence, crime, and other safety issues, that is. On Wednesday, the King County Council approved $600,000 in emergency money to improve security in that area. Coming up on KOMO News, after we check traffic and weather, we'll check in again on the progress at our annual KOMO Toy Drive and let you know how you can donate and benefit some kids in our area. But first, at 104 AAA Traffic with Sue Romero.
It is a tough one trying to get into Everett northbound on I-5. It's all due to a big accident involving at least one tanker or oil truck, it looks like. Northbound I-5, before the Broadway exit, the guardrail has been hit. Emergency crews there in the right lane and have been for, over almost an hour. It's going to be slow from 128th now, the South Everett exit. exit pretty solid all the way up towards Broadway. If you're southbound on I-5, tough from Northgate all the way down to the Convention Center. Things are definitely thickening up on the east side as well. Southbound on 405 is slow from Northeast 8th now down to about Coal Creek Parkway. And then also seeing some more traffic into Pierce County. Southbound on I-5 slows from Enchanted Parkway down towards the 54th Fife exit. And if you're northbound on 167, that looks curiously heavy from State Route 410 up towards Ellingson Road. Your next Como traffic is after I read this here. Traffic brought to you by Swinomish Casino and Lodge. Celebrate New Year's Eve at Swinomish Casino and Lodge. Win your share of $60,000 and don't miss Nightwave at the Walton Event Center. For details, visit SwinomishCasinoandLodge.com. Your next Como traffic at 1:14.
Now our Como forecast. Here's Theron.
Sun breaks at times this afternoon. Also, a few showers out there. Be prepared for wet roads at times during the afternoon commute. Temperatures, they're going to be in the mid-40s in many places. A couple spots making it to the upper 40s. And then on through Saturday, showers in the morning, sun breaks in the afternoon, drier on Sunday. In the Como Weather Center, Theron's on Como News.
In Seattle right now, cloudy skies, 48 degrees. Como News time, 105. The man charged for an unprovoked attack outside the King County Courthouse was back in court yesterday. Frank Hippolyte pleaded not guilty to assault, and a judge ordered him held on $15,000 bail. He's accused of randomly attacking a public defender near the 3rd Avenue courthouse entrance, then attacking a bus driver who intervened. Records show he was arrested 5 times in 2 months near the courthouse. At the time of his most recent arrest, he had an outstanding warrant for failing to appear for sentencing on a previous assault case. Police shot and killed an armed man late yesterday afternoon in Renton. More from Como's Joel Moreno at the scene.
This is 116th Avenue at the cross of 168th Street. We're standing in a 7-Eleven parking lot. This all started when a call came in about a liquor violation. Well, the sergeant that was first to arrive also got a call about a man that was armed with a weapon. He apparently he tracked that man down, and the man pulled out a shotgun. The sergeant fired at that man, missed, but the man dropped the shotgun and tried to get away. That's when a second officer arrived and tried to use a less lethal device. That didn't work, though. The man, police tell us, then pulled a knife and made a threatening gesture. The sergeant fired again and struck that man.
Como's Joel Moreno reports no officers were hurt, but Renton police have had 2 other officer-involved shootings so far this year. In June, they shot and killed a man who stabbed someone at a bar. Last month, an officer shot a naked man who ran through a fast food restaurant with a gun. That man survived. It's getting harder to be a crook even during porch pirate season. Police in a couple of cities nailed some would-be thieves. A Seattle police dog tracked a package thief through Queen Anne, where officers say he tried to get away in a van, crashed into a fire hydrant, tried to run. Well, the canine officer helped nab that person. And in Auburn, a crook snatched a package that was actually a bait box. Undercover investigators say 3 people tried to take their setup package, all within 20 minutes. One of the boxes was addressed to a police detective, and that still didn't stop the thieves, who were caught opening the packages. Seattle, Everett, Sammamish, Maple Valley, and Renton are among the cities doing these kinds of package stings. If you're scrambling to get your Christmas shopping done, watch out, scam artists. Many thieves are using a tracking code scam, and they get your money when you use peer-to-peer websites like Etsy. They give you a code, which you check after a couple days. It says your package was delivered, but in reality, it wasn't.
Know that a lot of these peer-to-peer sites, it's not as secure as sometimes you want it to be. And if the package looks like it's been delivered, sometimes you're not going to get that money back in the way that you're hoping to.
That's Ben Spradley with the Better Business Bureau, who says you need to make sure you understand the refund policies and avoid deals that appear too good to be true, because everybody together, it probably is. A WSU study suggests if you lose a night of sleep, you could be twice as impaired. Professor Devin Hansen says insomnia patients and healthy sleepers were given a reaction test after both were sleep deprived in a lab setting. She tells our partners at KXLY in Spokane the results are surprising.
That was very unexpected. We did not expect to see that these folks with insomnia would be more impaired than individuals healthy, normal sleeper.
Researchers initially thought insomniacs may have been used to less sleep. We're counting on you today to help us do something very special for local kids over the holidays. Today is the Como Toy Drive, and it all benefits the Salvation Army. And as our own Brian Calvert tells us, what you do today equals some very magical Christmas mornings.
I've met a lot of moms and dads whose kids benefit from what we do on days like today, and all of them light up when they tell me the stories of their kids opening gifts on the big morning.
It's amazing. The faces are just glowing. It's not only you see in the physically, it's a spiritually too, because the happiness and the joy.
They believe Santa just drops out of nowhere, and it's beautiful.
It really does help us out a lot, because it's kind of when you see your four-year-old and she's telling you, Daddy, I want this, and Daddy, I want that, and you're like, okay, baby, we'll put it on your Santa list, you know?
Then comes Christmas morning,
yes.
And you see her eyes light up.
Dude.
What's that like?
That's amazing. It's the best feeling in the world as a parent to see your kids really happy on Christmas morning.
It's the sparkle in their eyes when they get to rip something open, and you're like, oh my God, I did it.
What you do now provides something nice for kids on the biggest day of the year, and it provides a renewed sense of confidence for their moms and dads who try very hard but just can't pull this off on their own. Won't you help us help them?
It's really easy to do. I'll give you the phone number if you want to call in a donation. But first, let me tell you about our locations where you can drop off a new unwrapped toy. Fred Meyer in Puyallup, Fred Meyer in Bothell, and Fred Meyer in Issaquah. Conveniently, they all have toy departments, so you can just pick something up there and drop it off at the truck. Or Como Plaza, right here in downtown Seattle. All you got to do is look for the Space Needle, and we're right across the street here on 4th Avenue. And we'll be here taking donations throughout the rest of the day. And as far as the phone number goes, the law offices of Harold Carr phone bank is 866-944-3838. Again, 866-944-3838. You can make a donation through that or on our website, comonews.com/toy drives. So many ways to do this. comonews.com/toy drive. You can even find a toy you like online and send it in that way. All the information at our website, comonews.com/toy drive. Now, time for an update on sports from the Harley Exterior Sports Desk with Como's Bill Schwartz. Mariners stay the course at baseball's winter meetings.
It's a youth movement for the M's. While other teams are flashing cash at big-name free agents, Seattle will allow young players to blossom in season 2020. Mariners manager Scott Servais.
Be patient with these young guys. You got to let them play, let them come and grow together. There's going to be some bumps in the road. We understand that. But I'm super excited about where we're headed.
The club counting on a healthy Kyle Seager and Mitch Haniger to lead by example. Lamar Jackson tossed 5 touchdowns and broke the NFL single-season rushing record for a quarterback. The Baltimore Ravens whipped the Jets and locked up the AFC North. Carolina Panthers without injured quarterback Cam Newton, but still present some dangers to the visiting Seattle Seahawks on Sunday.
But a lot of it is just, you know, getting the play call in, everybody getting lined up and kind of being ready. Because I think the reason why they do tempo is kind of get you on your heels.
There's Hawks linebacker Bobby Wagner. Seattle could be without some key defensive players. Jadeveon Clowney, Michael Kendrick, Shaquille Griffin all sat out Thursday practice nursing injuries. Friday night in the Western Hockey League, Tri-City skates against the Seattle T-Birds in Kent. Sports updates at 10 and 40 after the hour. Bill Schwartz on the home of the Huskies, Como News.
A movie about the 1996 bombing at the Olympics in Atlanta is stirring up some controversy. ABC's Lindsay Davis reports.
If we don't lead on this story, what are we doing here?
Okay, we're running it.
Actress Olivia Wilde is speaking out, defending her portrayal of real-life journalist Kathy Scruggs in the new Clint Eastwood film, Richard Jewell.
Jewell fits the profile of the lone bomber, the frustrated white man who is a police wannabe who seeks to become a hero.
The film apparently suggests that Scruggs, who reported on the 1996 Olympic Park bombing, slept with an FBI agent in order to get a tip that Jewell was a suspect, something that family and co-workers say never happened.
The FBI is looking at Richard Jewell as the bomber.
On Thursday, Olivia Wilde tweeted, "Contrary to a swath of recent headlines, I do not believe that Kathy traded sex for tips. Nothing in my research suggested that she did so, and it was never my intention to suggest she had." Adding, "I cannot speak for the creative decisions made by the filmmakers, as I did not have a say in how the film was ultimately crafted."
I just wanted the real victims to get some sort of relief that the truth is put out there.
Move! There's a bomb!
The current editor for the Atlanta Journal-Constitution, where Scruggs worked, called the journalist an aggressive reporter, adding, "It's ironic that a film purporting to hold the media to account disregards such crucial facts."
That's Richard Jewell, the movie that opens today. ABC's Lindsay Davis reporting. Como News Time 114. Time for a AAA traffic update with Sue Romero.
It is not looking good in Everett. This accident involving at least one tanker truck northbound I-5 before the exit to Broadway. Still there in the right lane. We're hearing about a fuel leak in the area as well. So it's backed up to before 128. That's the South Everett exit. It's at least a 5-mile backup. That's going to be a rough one throughout the afternoon. If you're southbound on I-5, slow from Northgate down towards the Convention Center. The biggest backup now on the east side is going to be through downtown Bellevue from southbound 405. It'll slow from 520 down to Newcastle. And then further into the south end, southbound I-5 is going to be heavy from Enchanted Parkway in Federal Way down to that 54th Fife exit. Also seeing more traffic southbound on the Valley Freeway south of Highway 18 in Auburn. Your next Como traffic at 124.
Weather for today, a little cloudy, sure. A couple of scattered showers, but overall not too bad. And we're sitting at 48 degrees in Seattle. We could get a little bit warmer for tomorrow, but overall it looks like the best day of the weekend is going to be on Sunday when the sun breaks through in full. Como News Time 115.
Stay connected. Stay informed. Seattle's only 24-hour news station, Como News.
Bill O'Neill is at the editor's desk. I'm Taylor Van Sice. Among the headlines we're following today, President Trump calling it a sham and a hoax after the House Judiciary Committee voted to recommend impeaching him to the full House. They are scheduled to vote next week if he'll be the third president to be impeached. And New Jersey leaders are trying to move forward after a hate attack in Jersey City this week. The governor leading an interfaith roundtable discussion at Temple Beth L. this afternoon. The attack on the community is an attack on all of us, to quote the governor. It's 1:16 now at Como News. It's a big day for us here, as it is every year around this time when the Como Toy Drive to benefit the Salvation Army comes up. And joining us in studio right now from the Salvation Army is Captain Anthony Barnes. And I just heard that we've raised $25,000. We're halfway to our big goal of $50,000.
That's right. Very exciting. We have been out there to be around the phones. We're outside. We're having a great time and just engaging with the community, but really trying to reach that $50,000 goal. One important aspect to remember about that is that we just received a $50,000 match from the Wold Foundation, Wold Family Foundation. And so we really want to be able to get that $50,000 today to receive the match from those generous donors.
So every dollar that we call in is essentially worth $2, and we could end up with $100,000 at the end of the day if we meet our goal.
Absolutely. We're all about doubling the dollar today.
Excellent. Okay, so if I don't have a dollar to spend, but maybe I've got a credit card on me or a pocket full of change, what do I do?
Well, that pocket full of change can go right into our red kettles that are at our various locations. We're at Fred Meyer stores in Bothell and Issaquah and Puyallup, and we're right here at Como Plaza. But if you have a credit card or even your phone, you can tap right onto the Google Pay or the Apple Pay that we have right on our kettle stands and pay that way as well.
Oh, really? Okay. Mm-hmm. I didn't know you guys were doing that this year. That's
absolutely
awesome. Okay. And so what sort of age range should I be looking for if I am going to be shopping today? Is it, little kids, elementary school age?
There's various ages because we're trying to meet the needs of the whole family. And so for infants, we're collecting toys, and for boys and girls through age 12. But then for the teenagers, mm-hmm. 13 through 17, we don't want them to be forgotten. But we all know about those teenagers. And so
they are hard to shop for.
Absolutely. Yeah. And so we're really encouraging gift cards with the value of $25 to the Fred Meyer or the local movie theater or something along those lines where they can spend that money on their own and feel empowered in that way.
Absolutely. Okay. Now, the best way to reach us, there are four ways actually to reach us. You can find us at the Fred Meyers in Puyallup, Bothell, Issaquah, or here at Como Plaza. You can find us online at comonews.com/toydrive. And you can also give us a call at the law offices of Harold Carr Phone Bank. That number, toll free, 866-944-3838. Or all of this information, if you missed anything, on our website, comonews.com/toydrive. It all benefits the Salvation Army, and we've been hearing through the day how much it really matters to those parents that get to, go to basically a toy shop, right?
Absolutely. They get to go and shop for the toys. The kids are at school now, so the families will come through next week, pick out toys, pick out stocking stuffers, and all of the above, and be able to go home and wrap those gifts. And we as the Salvation Army don't even need the credit from the families. They just know that they wake up Christmas morning, and the kids have presents under the tree, and the family just feels feels whole, and we're excited about that.
Excellent. It's a great cause. Find it online at comonews.com/toy drive for all that information. Captain Anthony Barnes from the Salvation Army, thank you.
Thank you very much.
Como News Time 119. If you're going to be driving around over the next couple of days in the mountain passes, be aware it's been kind of snowy. There were a lot of spinouts on I-90 near Snoqualmie Pass last night. A lot more snow falling, though, at Stevens Pass. Como's Suzanne Fawn was there.
I can tell you here at Stevens Pass Mountain Resort, 7 inches of snow fell, and they're expecting 15 more inches.
This is amazing. What's what we needed? The snow dances are working.
Huge snowflakes.
Snow is falling at Stevens Pass, and the Rutker family from Lake Stevens didn't want to miss it.
It's Paxton's first snow. It's amazing. It's a winter wonderland out here.
For those hitting the slopes, there's good news.
It's deep. It's knee-deep. It's great.
The lifts haven't started running yet here at Stevens Pass Mountain Resort, but people like Colin Crozier aren't waiting.
It's pretty heavy today, but it's going to pack down and have a good base, and hopefully we'll be riding lifts rather soon.
We could get as much as another 15 inches, and that gets us towards that 30 inches that we need to really open the resort.
The drivers we talked to haven't had any problems on the roads.
It's mostly just a little slush.
Snowplows ramping up for the heavier snowfall.
A few slick spots, but other than that, if you just take your time and be careful, that's not too bad yet.
Como's Suzanne Fawn reporting. It's 1:20, time for our Propel Insurance business news from Jim Chesko.
Microsoft got the jump on Sony today by debuting next-generation gaming hardware with its new console, the Xbox Series X. Microsoft's next-gen Xbox controller has a share button that lets users capture screenshots and game footage, something the PlayStation 4 controller already features. But the Microsoft console, due ahead of next year's holiday season, will reportedly be capable of showing images at up to a huge 120 frames per second, and coming with 8K video capability. That's your money now.
Closing numbers on Wall Street, finally in positive territory. The Dow up by just 3 points to 28,135. The NASDAQ higher by 17 points to close at 8,734. The S&P 500 up by 0.25 point to 3,168. And some change. Now, why were these numbers so slim? Well, early in the morning, if you looked around at any stock tickers or whatever, stocks were up by like 300 points. We thought there was going to be a full trade deal announced between the U.S. and China. Turns out we got a phase one deal, more expected to happen soon. So at least it wasn't a down day. ABC headlines coming up at the top of the hour may have more on that. AAA traffic is next.
When weather strikes, Como News has you covered.
The latest live.
A frightening situation.
This is in the Snoqualmie Valley.
Flood damage.
Driving in these conditions is a challenge.
Forecasts. Traffic every 10 minutes on the 4s. Before, during, and after the storm. This is Como News.
Love watching your dog.